Hello, and welcome to the Free Music Ed Podcast. My name's Steven, and today I would like to mention a couple of tricks for working with limited instrumentation inside of an ensemble. So let's say that you're in a very small school, or you're working with a very small ensemble, and you only have certain instruments, like maybe you don't have a tuba, or maybe you don't have any percussion, or maybe, like at my first job that I had, you don't have any trumpets. For some reason, you've got a small ensemble, but you've got no trumpets, but you've got way too many saxophones. What do you do in these type of situations in order to still produce a musical ensemble? Now, this is a fairly controversial topic, and it's kind of tricky. But I'd like to go through the main strategies and give just a couple of tips and things that I use to kind of help sort out my problems. The first one is, the best situation is to try to correct that instrumentation. So, you know, balance it out so that you have enough low instruments and enough high instruments that you get a nice balanced sound. And you can do this through switching kids to different instruments. Easy switches like clarinet players playing bass clarinet to increase the low sound and decrease the high, or vice versa. Taking trumpet players and having them learn baritone or tuba. Of course, baritone, if you use treble clef baritones, can be a very quick switch for bright students. Taking and, you know, switching to tenor and bari saxes to increase your low sounds. And those different types of things are sometimes the best scenarios. Or just, you know, convincing a kid to play an entirely different instrument. Because ultimately, for your ensemble to be successful, you're going to have to sound like some type of ensemble. Another thought on that regard is that sometimes in these situations, it's good to stop thinking of yourself as a band, or as an orchestra, or as whatever type of ensemble the traditional mold would be, and start thinking of yourself more as, you know, a type of small ensemble, and working with your music in that direction. You know, like, for example, it's very hard to have a band sound without any trumpets. But, you know, you can have a different type of ensemble that's not necessarily categorized as a band and not have any trumpets and be okay. And that's not ideal, but it can start opening up some other possibilities to you. So take, for example, my situation where I didn't have any trumpets, but I had some extra saxophones. Well, in that case, you know, I pulled out some flex band arrangements, which are some wonderful arrangements if you haven't found them. They basically distribute all the different parts, you know, five parts, one, two, three, four, and five, and each part is available for all sorts of different instrumentation. And so part one I gave to my flute players, part two I gave to my clarinet players, part three I gave to my saxophone players, part four I gave to my baritone and bass clarinet player, and part five I gave to my tuba. And I had a nice balanced sound with these type of arrangements in that specific situation I was in, even though I didn't have any trumpets. And it wasn't a perfect band sound, but it was a very nice musical ensemble, and we were able to balance and blend and sound very nice, I think. So one possibility is those type of flexible arrangements. There's another type of arrangement called Build-A-Band. Those are two different series, and they have marches and concert pieces. And if you're in a somewhat non-traditional situation, those can be really useful. One other possibility, too, is if you're working with beginners, is to use something called rubber band arrangements. This is a group of arrangements that are really kind of clever in that they're made to work with limited instrumentation so that the inside parts and the low parts tend to be doubled in the clarinet books and things like that. But also, it has different sections in it that you can have your advanced players play. So there's like a bonus section inside of the song that if you take it out and nobody plays it, the song still sounds complete. But there's also these technically challenging parts that you can have your more advanced players play. Very, very smart arranging in those. And they're good arrangements if you're dealing with weird instrumentation and a beginning band ensemble. So, obviously, so far, the first solution has been to just correct the problem through instrument changes. The second solution is kind of rethinking what your ensemble is going to sound like and using flexible instrumentation arrangements, such as build-a-band arrangements, flex band arrangements, or rubber band arrangements. And then another solution to that, whole conundrum there is if you're working with small ensembles and you need to create a more full type sound, you might add in a piano player or a guitar player or a bass player to your ensemble. And this is, again, not a traditional band sound, and in some situations would be a very poor choice to make. However, in certain situations, it would be a very smart thing to do. And a lot of arrangements do come with piano parts that you can use and string bass parts. And you can take and fill out the sound of that ensemble and still provide an ensemble educational experience for your students. So it really all comes down to what you want to do with those students. Is, do you want to provide for them an ensemble where they can hear all the things they would hear in an ensemble with perfect instrumentation? Or do you want to just sit there and be completely stressed out about it and do nothing? And that's not my favorite. Of course, you could take and try to re-orchestrate your music to make up for missing instrumentation. And that's a challenge unless you're really good at it. So I did that with some pieces, but they never did quite sound right. And, you know, as much as I would like my saxophones in that group to have sounded like trumpets whenever I doubled their trumpet parts onto saxophone, they never did. It always sounded like I had too many saxophones. So all of those things are kind of tricky. You really need to be thinking about these things ahead of time if you can. Of course, if you walk into a job where that's the instrumentation, that's the instrumentation. But if you're looking at next year and realizing that you're not going to have any of a certain instrument, get started on it now. Get those kids going and head off these problems ahead of time so that you've got the players at the right time and still can provide an experience. This is one of those things that's kind of imperfect about band and orchestra as mediums, and really choir too, although choir you don't get to do instrument switches. They kind of have the voices that they come with. But in band and orchestra, you have to have a certain number of each instrument. And if all the kids want to play saxophone, you can't have all the kids play saxophone and have a band anymore. If they all want to play trumpet, you don't have a band anymore. So it's one of those really, really tricky things. And I think lots of conductors get into this situation where they don't have enough of a certain instrument. And, you know, all of these little things are pretty good tricks. Pretty good tricks. Again, the flex band arrangements are pretty much amazing for this, in that you can sit there and figure out, you know, where your strong players and your weak players are, create a band sound using, you know, very weird instrument doublings and whatever you need to fit your group. And that can be really, really beneficial to have that type of control. So anyway, this is a thing that I think a lot of conductors run into, and it's a normal thing to happen. The best thing to do is to head it off ahead of time and make sure you've got the right kids. Have somebody step up and do the do it for the band, learn a different instrument. Usually not hard to find a kid to do that. But then if you can't, consider using flexible instrumentation. Consider the possibility of reorchestrating your music. And finally, don't forget that some instrument switches are very natural or very easy, like switching from clarinet to bass clarinet. And they can have a huge impact on the way that your ensemble sounds and giving you the things that you need for those students to succeed. We've been having a pretty crazy week. Football season is going to be going a long time for me, but at least most of the contests are over now. So things are seeming to slow down a little bit, and I am looking for some really great music educators to interview. I'm looking for some award-winning band directors and choir directors and all of these different types of people. And if you know someone or you are someone, please give me a call, because we really want to hear some more music educators on this podcast. But in the meantime, have fun as you're rehearsing your ensembles and your bands. Keep practicing, guys.